Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Chof. We are up to Sif Yud Tes, the top line of page Kuf Mem Zayin, the page following 292. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Tes, Litein Karkum Betavshul Mutter, to place karkum, which is a type of spice, in English it's saffron, into a dish is permissible. Ve'ein locho shlo mishun tzaveya, you don't have to be worried about the isser of dying, of tzaveya. De'ein tzaveya ba'acholim, there's no isser of tzviya when it comes to ochlim. So therefore, when you're placing the spice in, the fact that it's dyeing the dish, you don't have to be concerned about it. Says the Mishabura, V'chein muter liten yayin adom besoch yayin lovon v'afal pisha misadim. For that reason, you're also allowed to pour red wine into white wine, even though the white wine is then going to be turning red. V'afilu imechavin lechatchila lasos mare b'machol v'mashke, even if your intention is lechatchila to change the color of the food or the drink, gam kein besabredin lehachmir. It's also logical that one does not have to be machmir kein nira me'aprimigodim. That's what it seems to be from the primigodim. Ulefi masha kosa b'nishmas odom nochon l'noa mizeh. According to that which is brought down in the nishmas odom, it is proper to hold back from that. Nishmas Adam says in note number 49 is brought down that the chilek between the case of the mechaber and the case of the wine is the case of the mechaber, you're not doing it for the purposes of changing the color, you're trying to give flavor. Derech agav, it's changing color, that's mutter. But pouring the red wine into the white wine with the intention of making the white wine red, that's an intention of dying, and that's going to be asur by food as well. Continues in the Mishabru, Mikomakom ein Rashai Lasos Mare B'Yayin Sorof Udvash Yikni Mimenu. Still, one is not allowed to make a color change in whiskey or honey, so people should buy it from him. Primigadim, Ayin Sham Tamo. Look over there, the reason he brings down over there is it's not a tzarech of the achila, and therefore it's aser. Vegam belav hochi huudu duchol. Anyway, it's a weekday activity. You're doing it so people will die. Buy your merchandise, and that is a weekday activity, and it's not allowed. Vekoshakein shalol lahasim, salamunim, mitzlochas mayim, lahamid bocholo neged Hashemesh. Certainly, one should not place any kind of spices or dyes into a bowl of water to place it in the window across from the sun in order to benefit from the appearance. That is not allowed as well. V'yesh bazech shashchi of chatos, and in that there is a concern for a possible issur daraisa. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sivchof, Yesh mi sha'omer, there is a shita that says, sha'ochel tusim o shar peros atzovim, that one who eats berries or other fruits that give off colors, tzarech lizar shalayiga biyodav tzvos, one has to be careful not to touch with his colored hands, bibigodav o b'mapa mishun tzaveya, you should not touch his clothing or any kind of cloth because of the Israel tzaveya. Avalim tzaveya pito b'mashka, but one who wants to color his bread with a mashka of peros, leislanba, that's not a problem to get fruit juices on your bread, de ain't tzviya ba'ochlim. Because there is no iser of tzviya when it comes to food. The concern is if it goes on your skin and then you pass it on to your garment or your cloth, that's a problem. That's real tzviya. However, if you are just putting it onto your food, then we say ain't tzviya ba'ochlim. Says the Mishabura Sif Katan Nun Zayin, Sarach Li Zahir, Hainu la poskim le'el besif yud ches de psikrisha de lonicha le'asr. This is going according to the poskim that we saw earlier, that psegresh lo nichle is usher, because even though you don't want your clothes to get colored, it's psegresh lo nichle, but the bais is going to happen, so it's going to be usher. That's where you have to be careful. The afagav the mekalkel, who even though it's really making your clothes dirty, so it's a kilkul, mikom makom isura mi'aika, still there would be an issur d'rabbanan. Now, if you look at note 51, he points out, it's clear from the words over here that a psegresh is usher even by an issur d'rabbanan. Sharei ein isura shel mekalkel elam d'rabbanan, because issur of kilkul is only midrabanan, and we're saying the concern of a psikresh lo nichle even by a case of makalkil. Another point over here is note number 50, where Nissen Karelit says that, of course, if one is eating and he wipes his hands or mouth on a napkin and colors the napkin, that's not going to be a problem. That's called derech lichluch. It's only over here where the mechaber is concerned that the fruit juices is a different din. We will see a shita shortly in the Mishabura that argues and says this is also derech lichlucha, not a problem, but the Mechaber is bringing a shita that holds that when it comes to fruit juice, even though it's derech lichlucha, it's still going to be a problem. Says the Mishabura, Vaitis of Kotan and Cheshelo, you gotta make sure not to touch your garments or a cloth. The afagadet soveya ponaviyadov, even though forget your clothing, lemaisa, the fruits are dying, your face and your hands. Lekalamechash, that we're not concerned about. The ain't svia ella bedover shadaka litzboa. There's only a possibility of an isra of tzaveya on something that is normally colored. You don't normally color your face or your hands, and therefore there's no isra over there. I noshim. So if you look at note 52, he points out the gam isha, also a woman, afal bisha daka lahavi esraka paneha, even though it is normal for a woman to put blush on her face. She is still allowed to be eating berries and other fruit that gives off colors. Because in this case, only her lips are getting colored. And even though she might put on lipstick, but this is not the way she does it. This is more of a shinui in a normal way, and it would not even be a concern for an isha. Continues the Mishabura in the middle of Sivkat Nunches. Velo dami le simin shin gimel sivchav hei di isa sham di isa lo isha lo savir sorok al poneo b'mnei shetzovas. This is not similar to that which we learned in simin shin gimel, that a woman should not place blush on her face on Shabbos because of tzaveya, because isha shani shedarka b'kach l'siapo, since that is normal, that she puts the srak on her face to make herself look more beautiful, so that's normal. But again, through fruit juices is not normal, and therefore it would not be a concern for women as well. Sivkata nuntes, you should make sure not to touch b'bigadav. U'bebeger adom kol shekein da'osu l'kan kodem asakinhu. If we're going to say it's an isser, to get the red dye on your white shirt is going to be an Issa d'Rabbanan. So certainly if you're wearing a red garment, you should be careful not to get the red dye onto the red garment, because that wouldn't be a kilkel. That would possibly be a tikkun if it's the same shade of red. Here's the line. Some say that you can be lenient in all these cases because Lamaisa is derech lichluch. In a case where you can't be careful, you certainly can rely on these shittos. Hatzoveya chut she'arko arbo'a tfachim. One who dies a string that has the length of four tfachim. O davar she'efshe litfos imenu chut kazeh. Or a person has some string that he's able to spin it to get it to be that size. Chayuv. That's the measurement of something that you die, that you will be chayuv achatos. V'davka tseva hamiskayim. Yedavka gonna be chayuv if it is a die that is lasting. Aval tseva she'enu miskayim klal, but a die that doesn't last at all. Kagon she'hevir sarak o shoshar al gabi barzel. You put some kind of dyes onto iron or copper and you colored it, that's putter. Shere atom aviro lishaito veino tzavea klum, you can wipe it right off and it doesn't die at all. Ha'usa ain't seva, one who makes the dye preparation, kigon shenosan kan kantum letoch me'avza. For example, he puts the vitriol inside the golden juice, shenasa kol shachar, which turns the whole mixture black. O shenosan istis letoch me'karkam, or he places woad inside saffron juice, shenasa kol yarok, where it all turns green. Chayev, he is going to be chayev, so the Rambam, just on making the dye preparation. That case, you're not chayev on tzaveya, elo kishet tzaveya behatzeva davar acher. Only once you made the dye preparation, you went the next step and you actually dyed another item, sha'ideze nigmar melechas hatzeva, zok the Ravid, that's when you complete the melech of tzaveya, not when you prepare the dye, but when you use the dye to dye something else. Aval tzvias mayim shehu ein hatzeva lo, but just to make the color in the water, which is making the dye preparations, zok the Ravid, you're not going to be chayev for that. Unesinas diovis amarim lesoch hamayim. But the placing of the dio or the salamonim inside the water would be an issue of kneading. Ad kan lashono bekitzer. That is the end of the lashon of the Ravid bekitzer, and that concludes Simen Shinchof. Now let's begin Simen Shinchof Aleph. Dine toleish b'Shabbos. The halacha of detaching things on Shabbos. V'din tochen, and the halachas of grinding. V'dine tikune machal, the food preparation. O ma'abed v'lash, or tanning, or kneading. A lot of halachas going to be discussed in Simen Shinchof Aleph. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Chavilei Pia Ezo V'Koronis. Bundles of all these things, Pirish, Min Esev. We'll see the Mishabura will tell us what you say, Minei Asovim. They're different types of herbs or grasses. Hichnisan le'etzem ein misapkin behen. If you brought them in for firewood purposes, then they're muksa, you cannot make use of them. However, hichnisan l'machol behema, if you brought them in to feed them to your animals, and you want to eat them, kotem ve'ochel b'yad, then you can cut them and you can eat them with your hands. Avol lo bikli, but you can't be cutting them with a utensil. Umolol b'roshei es ba'usav, and you can also roll them in your fingertips. Says the Mishaburus of Katan ala pirish min esef tzarech lomer mine asovim him. It means to say they are mine asovim, types of grasses or herbs, uru'uyim la'asaka. They're fit for two things, as we saw in the Mechaber. Number one, to use as firewood, uru'uyim la'machal behem, and they're also fit to feed your animals. L'fikach ha'kol holeich achar ma'ashavto, therefore it goes after what you were thinking. So if you brought it in la'etzim, sefkotan beiz li'apshon, to dry them out. V'mechnisan stam, let's say you brought it in stam, you weren't thinking either way. So nase k'mishech nisan l'machal behema, we consider as if you brought it in to feed to your animals, and it will not be mukta. Sefkotan gimel mehen, you can't be mistafke mehem, demakze daito minayu, because your mind is off of them. V'havele mukta, since it's for firewood, you can't use it on Shabbos, it is going to be mukta. However, if you brought it in to feed it to your animals, so you could be kotem v'ochel, with your yad, diktsas ru'uyim gamke l'machal odom, even though they're really for animals, but they are somewhat fixed for humans, and therefore if you want to eat it, it will be mutter. Sefkatan have a low big kli, but you can't cut it with a kli, kederap chol, like you would do it during the week. Umolo, he said you also can roll it in your fingertips. Hainu mefarek hasharbitim lechol hazera shebesochan, you can roll it in your fingertips to crack open the pods in order to get to the seeds inside. Barashe esbaosa sefkatan zayim, velo bechol hayod kederal shuosa bechol, but you can't rubbing it with your whole hand the way you would normally do it during the week. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Beis, Ein osen mei melach harbe biyachad. You cannot make a lot of salt water together at one time. Loseis lesoch hakvashim, to place it inside the pickles. Mishum dedami li'ibu, that is similar to tanning leathers. Avol, yochol lasos imenu ma'at loseis lesoch hatavshu, but you can make a little bit of salt water in order to put into a dish. If the way you made your salt water was 2/3 salt, 1/3 water, osar lasos mimenu afilu ma'at, and you're not even allowed to make a little bit of salt water, that strength of salt water is not allowed even in a small amount. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Ches, Mei Melach, salt water. The same din is true if you place wine or vinegar or any other liquids in salt, it all gets the same din of salt water, which is not allowed if it is for pickling. If you're doing it for pickles, it's Aser. Yorok Shekoshim Oso Kedei Lehiskayim. Pickles are vegetables that you're soaking in these juices in order that they should be preserved and they should last for a long time. Shekevan shenosen meha melach kedei lehiskayim, since you're putting salt water in it in order that it should last, dami li'ibar ha'or, it is similar to the tanning of leathers. Shehamelach mekaimo, because the salt there as well helps it last and it preserves it. V'afa gav dekaimelon ein ibar ba'achol midaraisa, even though we hold there is no tanning on food da'oraisa, mikomakom midirabonam mi'u aser, however midirabonam is Aser k'moshe kosva poskim, the poskim write. V'kosav v'sever tosefes Shabbos, the sever tosefes Shabbos writes, Tavku im kavanosa loses l'toch hakvoshim, making the salt water is aser, specifically if your intention is to put it in the pickles. Aval im ein kavanosa lazeh, but if that's not your intention, v'hainu shedaito l'chalko l'toch hatavshilin, you have various dishes, so you're making a nice amount of salt water to distribute to your dishes, afilu harbe mutter, then says it tosefes Shabbos, even making a lot of salt water is mutter. Aval El Yeraba Osa, however, the El Yeraba Asers, even if that is your intention, the Chain Mashmo of the Meiri, and so too is the Mashmos of the Meiri. Shekosav, because the Meiri writes, Shirak b'ma'ati tiru, only making a little bit of salt water, they will matir. Mipnei shenikr she'ein osa rak l'tzaruch shah, because then it's recognizable that you're only using it for now. Ma she'ein kein b'harbe, which is not the case when you're making a lot of salt water, yizbaru, people are going to think, she'osa l'tzaruch shah, that you're making it for weekday purposes, ayin sham. And therefore, it does not matter, according to this, if your intention is to give it out to all the different dishes of food, it is still usher, because it looks like you're doing it, according to the Meiri, for the weekday. Sif Katan Yud, the reason why this is Aser, making the salt water, is Mishum de Dami Li'ibud, it's similar to tanning. Vafilu im no sein shemen lasoch mehamelach lahatim. Even if you add oil to the salt water to give it taste, Gam Kein Aser, it is still forbidden. That's only again if you made the salt water and then you want to add the oil, too late. Vim no sein shemen lahamayim kodem shenosin hamelach lasocho. But if you put the oil in the water before you added the salt, O behamelach, or you put the oil into the salt, kodem shenosin hamayim lasocho, before you added the water to it, yesh mekilim bazeh, some are lenient if it is done in that way, mishum shashemen machlush es koach hamelach melios az, because then the oil that you put in between the water and the salt has the power to weaken the strength of the salt from being so strong. The ain't love shame may melach, and it prevents the shame salt water to be chal on it. The hada asruim who knows saying shemen lebasof, and that which they asserted putting the oil at the end mishunda b'shashu knows saying my melach yachad who nirik ma'abed. It's too late. Once you put the salt and the water together, it looks like ma'abed adding the shemen afterwards is not going to help you. The only possibility of the shemen is if you put the shemen into the water first or into the salt first, and then you join together the rest of the mixture, then there is possibly room to be lenient. If katan yud aleph, but if you are making a little bit of salt water to put into your tashlis mutter, o litbo behen pita, or if you're making a little bit of salt water to dip your bread into, it's also mutter. V'chein mutter lishboch al nitchei of vidog tzalui, it's also mutter to make a little bit of salt water to pour it on your pieces of chicken or fish that are roasted. And this is whether you're doing it for the suda you're having now, or you're doing it for the needs of a suda later, but it can't be for a need of during the week. We said if you make the salt water very strong, 2/3 salt, 1/3 water, it's usr, even if you make a small amount. Before we said it's only usr if you make a large amount, but if it's so strong, it's usr even a small amount. If you put a strong concentrate of salt in your salt water, it looks like you're making this murias, which is the liquid that they used to pickle their fish in. Shekein derech lasos murias, that's the way you make the murias. Kosav el yurabe b'shem arash, shemutr lahosev chomez b'murias acha shekfar nisyapsha. If you had the murias already and there was vinegar there, so then the marash says you would be allowed to add vinegar after the existing vinegar dried up, you would be allowed to add more. We will stop here and continue next time in Mitzvah Shem with Siv Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.